Okay, I have to tell you, I did it. I did what Manuel asked me to do, which is try the chocolate that he brought in from Ethical Trade Co. Exceptional. Exceptional stuff. So again, opening in just about 12 minutes over on Tulane Avenue on the east side of Madison, Ethical Trade Company, ethicaltradeco.com. Go support Manuel and grab some of that chocolate while you're over there because it was exceptionally good. Let's finish up today's program talking a little bit more about Dane by Local's breakfast presentation and just in general, a really important issue in our community as we move forward and discuss something that's affecting more and more of us, whether it's you as you are aging or you're seeing things with a family member. Dementia and Alzheimer's are things that are affecting so many of our loved ones and sometimes us personally. And it's an issue that's out there, but there are so many great organizations working to improve things in our community related to that issue and trying to help people as they're going through that. And we do have Stacy Austin Lee with us now. Bring her on the program and say hello to Stacy and thank her for the work she's doing to help people with dementia. Stacy, how are you?
I'm good, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a really interesting show. We've been highlighting wonderful things, talking about events, talking about issues at the same time, including all the issues that Ethical Trade Company is trying to assist with through their business. You have been focused on dementia, and tell people a little bit about why that is and how you got so passionate about assisting people with that type of issue.
Well, I became involved with dementia-friendly communities through family. My aunt, uncle, and then my mom all developed dementia as they got into their 50s and 60s and 70s, different times. And I really not only wanted to educate myself to better support my mom and my parents and my family, but I also just kind of, I learned about, one, all the great resources we have in Dane County, and also about so many of the things, like how difficult the actual journey is and how isolating it is for not only the person living with dementia, but for the family, even among family members, how stressful it can be. And so I think that's really what ignited my passion for kind of getting out there and talking about it and reducing that stigma.
I think it's such an important mission and operation to be assisting with right now. There are a number of groups, right, that are they're trying to work towards that, but to have something local, locally focused, that's pushing forward for different things and trying to, you know, spread this beyond just a household, spread this to the business community. And that's what we're having you come to talk to Dane by Local as well, because I know that's something that you and the people in Middleton have been very focused on, which was Dementia Friendly Community Middleton has been trying to create this idea and this information and just get it out to, you know, business people, get it out to others so they can be more aware and provide a better experience for people with dementia when they go out into the community.
That's right. Dementia Friendly Middleton was the first in Dane County. We've been around for about 7 years. And really it is that outreach to the community and also to businesses and organizations, because what are some of our main things that we do as social beings? We go to the events that you were talking about. We go check out new stores and try new chocolate, which sounded delicious, right? I mean, these are the pleasures of our life. These are so much a part of our being as a human being. And what happens when somebody oftentimes starts to either get a diagnosis or experience symptoms of the disease is they start to feel cut off from, you know, our life and our the social aspects. And we know, I mean, I think the past 2 years with COVID have been a really stark illustration of how bad isolation is for people at any age. And so for people who may be having cognitive impairment or for their family members who feel like it's more and more difficult to go out and socialize. go to restaurants, even take care of their business at the bank, etc. It becomes, as I said, really isolating. And so we work with businesses to kind of help remember how to meet people where they are and provide good customer service. And really, oftentimes what happens is those businesses, it doesn't matter if the people are, the staff is on the younger side, on the older side, it opens up a lot of great conversations, and they appreciate the skills that they're learning because they're like, oh, now I see what's going on. And some, you know, sometimes this person isn't coming here to make my day bad. They're coming here with maybe some anxiety because this is a challenge for them in their daily life or whatever it is. And so, like, they take away the skills that allow them to do better at their job and have a better day at their job. But then also it opens up some great conversations within the workplace often, and you find out, oh, there are other people here who might have loved ones or might be caregiving for a loved one, and just become, you know, a more inclusive workplace and a more understanding workplace, which is really valuable for everybody who's there.
I think the other part to it that you've kind of touched on is it can be a very, you know, without some of these ideas being communicated to people, you know, they just might not know. They just might not be thinking about it as a business owner or as a organizational leader to invite people into your business and have it be a better experience for them, being aware of things that are simple that can make it a better experience. That otherwise those experiences can be very frustrating as well, right, for people with dementia. And so that's a big part of it. The other thing I love is that you have connected with so many of the community resources in Middleton to get this going, including the library, the police, the senior center. Like, these are all great resources right with the city itself to get started, and that you've taken that initiative too.
Well, it really is a grassroots community effort, a dementia-friendly community. And so it looks at kind of all aspects of life and working with, you know, parks and how to make them more accessible and safer. Working with police and our crisis responders is super important because really that's what dementia-friendly communities are about. They're how do we as a community continue to be welcoming and inclusive. It's not just the healthcare professionals, because these are our neighbors and these are our family members. So how do we, how do we stay inclusive? And there are so many things that we're learning, just in general about universal design and being inclusive of everybody. A great example is one of our local churches decided to just do family bathrooms. They redid their bathrooms and they're all family bathrooms. And you know what? That is so supportive of people with small kids, of people like my dad who might need to accompany my mom to the restroom instead of standing out the side, you know, feeling awkward and saying, is my wife doing okay? Can somebody go check on her? So really there are just so many things that, you're saying, we don't think of how supportive but and life-changing and empowering some of these changes can be until somebody talks about them. And because, dementia is kind of like cancer was in the 70s, nobody wants to talk about it. By bringing these conversations to businesses and organizations and our city governments, et cetera, we're just opening up those conversations for the solutions that we already have, for the things that we already know.
I think it's just amazing work that you're doing and the team. And again, the website is dementiafriendlymiddleton.org. Stacy Austin Lee will be presenting at the Dane by Local Breakfast on Tuesday morning. Again, you can find out how to connect there, even by a Zoom link if you like, right at danebylocal.com. But Stacy's going to share with our members and the community how to be a dementia-friendly operation and just give us an overview on that, which is going to be so enlightening for our membership. And, like I said, just helped more people to be aware, and that's really what we want to do. And the bathroom example you gave was so incredibly powerful. I really hit a resonated with me, Stacy. So thanks for that. Thanks for the work you do. And thanks for joining us on Tuesday with the presentation. We are looking forward to it.
So am I.
All right.
See you then.
That's Let's Get Local for this week. Head to DaneByLocal.com for more information. Don't forget to support Ethical Trade Company. And, of course, DementiaFriendlyMiddleton.org. And if you need a massage, Regeneration Massage Therapy. We'll be back next week, but Outside the Pizza Box is up next.
Took a chance and left security behind.